broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
No, I stand by what I said.
I thought it was shocking that a teacher would say that, because why would you
tell us that you were actually sexually abused?
There are whole gangs of police officers.
I'm going to back Obama.
Put that thing in your mouth.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here, radio for patriots by patriots, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And remember, truth is our bitch on this show. Welcome here. Our Patriot line is open as always, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You know, you can't get the full width and breadth of this show unless you are a backstage pass member at our website, philhendryshow.com. It is there that you get live streaming video as well as the audio, obviously, of our show each and every night. It is there that you can listen to podcasts of the show each and every day by way of iTunes. You can sign up for your iTunes podcast right there as a BSP member. You can get free Classic Phil podcasts. You can get the archives. You can get the news feed. You can get the email. Baby, you can get it all, as well as our merchandise store. We're featuring, of course, our Best of CDs, the Legacy Best of CDs, and the Classic Phil Hendry Show shot glass. There it is for our viewers on the video cast tonight. This is a beautiful thing. It's a 2.5 ounce stand-up, very beautifully balanced cordial, as they call it. It's a beautiful tequila shooter, and we recommend it because, as you know, we're tequila drinkers on this show. 877-876-PHIL. As we kick off this hour, we have Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College in North L.A. County. We're going to be talking with the professor here about California University at Davis, University of California, Davis. More than 24 Christian students at the University of California, Davis have filed a formal complaint over a university policy that defines religious discrimination as Christians oppressing non-Christians. They have filed a formal complaint over a university policy that defines religious discrimination as Christians oppressing non-Christians. Now, that's about as predictable in this day and age of the revisionist world that we live in. In this day and age of this kind of historic revision, you know, I'm not saying that Christians didn't oppress, but to define now as religious discrimination Christians oppressing non-Christians is, it's not even intellectual, it's not even educational. I don't think it's scholastic. Here is, though, a very scholastic guy, Professor Clayton. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very good, Phil, but I can see I'm going to have my hands full with you tonight trying to explain the principles that are behind this statement by the University of California at Davis. This definition is listed in a document called the Principle of Community. It defines religious spiritual discrimination as the loss of power and privilege to those who do not practice the dominant culture's religion. In the United States, that religion is institutionalized. It is institutionalized oppression toward those who are not Christian. Now,
don't you believe, in the words of David French, radical political correctness run amok? He's the senior counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund.
Let me ask you a question. What is the Alliance Defense Fund? What's that got to do with education? What does the Alliance Defense Fund have to do with education?
I'm quoting an eminent man, a learned man. He is an attorney, for starters, because all of this stuff has, sooner or later, some kind of civil ramification.
Well, I'll tell you, you didn't tell the people, so I'll tell them. It is a conservative advocacy group, all right? It is a...
Okay, it's a conservative advocacy group, however you want to say that.
Advocacy.
Okay.
And he wrote a letter on behalf of only 25 students who object to the policy, and they want it revised. He said it's absurd to single out Christians as oppressors and non-Christians as the only oppressed people on campus.
All right, well, that's exactly what he said.
And what I'm saying is, it is the tradition in this country, a long-standing tradition in this country, and I'm speaking now as a Muslim, a long-standing tradition in this country of Christians oppressing blacks, Christians oppressing women, Christians oppressing, I think the most obvious of all, if you don't agree with those last two, Christians oppressing Native Americans. Let's be honest. Let's not fool ourselves. Let's lay the bacon, as my father used to say. Let's take the bacon out of the pan and lay it out on a bounty towel and let the grease get soaked up. Because what you're looking at is a institutional religion called Christianity that has had its way with the religious minorities of this country the way some big bull queen would have his way with some new fish.
You know, let's keep this a little cleaner than that, okay?
Well, this is late night radio, Phil, and I think I'm telling it the way it is.
And all right, but I think that say, and by the way, you said you're Muslim?
Yes, I am a Muslim.
Okay, well, that is an interesting statement, because are you trying to tell me that Christians have been oppressive toward Muslims in this country?
I'm telling you that as long as there have been Muslims, I'm telling you, any religion that was not the predominant religion, even the Jews, have been oppressed and violated repeatedly by the Christian majority. Now, as a Muslim, I believe that it's time for the Christian majority to apologize, and I would like a complete apology. I don't want some very thin and marginal apology like the one that Ralph Reed gave African Americans on behalf of the Christian faith, when they said that the Christian faith had something to do with the oppression of black people, which of course it did. And Ralph Reed came out with this so-called apology. It was very thin, very marginal. We want a full-bodied, full-throated apology from the Christian majority in this country to every religious minority, and it should be meaningful. It needs to be heartfelt, because I can tell you, Phil, I'm a college professor, and I didn't get to this level being stupid. And if I'm hearing an apology that is heartfelt, well, then we can move on. But if I hear any, if I notice any insincerity at all in that apology, we're going to have ourselves a problem.
And what is that supposed to mean? How are you ever going to enforce that? And I'm going to tell you right now.
How am I going to enforce it? We're asking for it.
I'm going to tell you right now, I disagree entirely with the premise that the Christian majority in this country is the virtual definition of oppressor when it comes to religious discrimination or persecution. That the Christians discriminate against and persecute the religious minorities. Now, This is a definition in the University of California's policy that religious discrimination means Christians oppressing non-Christians. You're a Muslim. That's what you claim anyway.
That's exactly what I am.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you have a Muslim name?
Yes, I do. I am Yamal. Is my Muslim name Yamal Muhammad? These are names that not important. When you talk about Muslim faith, black people are all Muslims. That's something you need to understand, that all black people are Muslims, inherently.
Well, I think you'd get an argument from some black people who are Christians.
There are no black people that are Christians, because the Christian majority is the oppressive majority. Don't you understand? And black people, by definition, were the oppressed minority. Now, Anderson Cooper has taken a bad situation and is now making it worse by having this Nir Rosedon, who was the man that laughed at a woman being attacked and sexually manhandled or whatever he claims by Muslims there in Egypt. And now this guy is back on TV.
Who is?
That Rosen. And by the way, that's a Jewish name.
Now, okay, let me ask you something. I'll get off of that Rosen guy. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you claiming Christians are oppressive toward minorities.
That is correct.
You claim that no black people can be Christian.
I didn't say that. I said at heart, black people are Muslims. At heart, black people are Muslims. And so they can call themselves Christian, but they're not part of the Christian majority that oppresses people. They are a part of the Muslim minority that is oppressed.
You are also a Muslim, you claim.
You're insulting me, Phil, when you say you claim. What does that mean?
Well, you told me that you had a Muslim name of Yamal Muhammad. Is that right?
That is correct. And I said that I gave myself that name because as a black man, I am inherently Muslim. So I am a Muslim, and I gave myself a Muslim name. I'm not sure if that explains itself, but I understand it.
And do you practice, forgive me for asking, Professor, do you practice the religion of Islam?
I practice Islam. Understand something.
Can you tell me, I mean, do you do all of the...
Hold on for just a minute here. Hold on for just a minute. I have a understanding of Islam, and I am a Muslim. I have a Muslim name, and I have done many of the things that you hear talked about. I've washed my feet, and I have prayed on the, you have a prayer mat, and I've done that. I don't understand Islam as much as other Muslims. And my understanding of it is sketchy only because of the oppression from Christians and my identity crisis that I...
You know that this sounds like you're making this up as you go along.
No, I'm not making it up. Well, here, let me tell you what sounds like is being made up. You trying to tell me that black people are part of some large Christian majority that oppresses people. I will never believe that.
No, I'm saying that there are some black people who are going to call themselves Christians. Now, when you say that the Christian majority or the Christian element in this country is, in point of fact, the oppressor when it comes to religious discrimination in America, you are including in that many African Americans who you say cannot be Christian, they have to be Muslim.
No, they can be Christian, but they're not part of any oppressive Christian majority.
And you claim to be, yeah, and I will use that term, you claim to be a Muslim. Your name is Jamal Muhammad, and you pray on a mat, and...
Well, don't mock my religion. Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, I'm not going to mock, but I'm asking you, are you a practicing Muslim?
I am, to the best of my... Are you a practicing Catholic?
Well, to the best of my ability.
All right, to the best of my ability. To the best of my ability, I'm a practicing Muslim.
Were you formally oriented and inducted into the Muslim faith?
You don't. When you're black, you don't have to be. You're born a Muslim, and you grow up, and you get a hold of a Quran, or someone's going to give you one, and you read it, and you... You know, I'll tell you, I didn't anticipate being grilled like some punk, all right? And
I'm not grilling you like a punk. I'm asking you very good questions about your religion, about what you claim to be the Christian oppressor, and the place of black Americans in the Christian faith, not being oppressors, but the victims, they're all Muslims. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff you're saying here.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff. And I would suggest that you keep up with it, Phil. I'd suggest you try to keep up with what I'm talking about, because as a Muslim, and no, I was not formally inducted into the Muslim faith, but as a Muslim, I feel that I'm oppressed, okay?
And why do you not use your Muslim name?
Because the name Jamal Muhammad is just a name that I use myself. I don't pretend to... I didn't get it formally. I made it up myself. And I made it up myself because of the indigenous aspect of me being a Muslim. But I didn't go out and go into a church or the Muslim... where they worship, I didn't go in there and go, would you please give me a Muslim name? You know, but I read from the Quran, and I went into a...
The mosque?
I went into a mosque, and I watched as everyone prayed and washed their feet. So what you do is by osmosis. But as a Muslim, I will not have you call me a part of the majority Christian oppressive religion.
All right, our number 877-876-7445, that's about as... When I get back, man, I'm going to have to hold somebody's feet to the fire and all of that baloney that I just heard there, Professor, with all due respect. You're a Muslim, but you weren't really formally indoctrinated. And Christians are the oppressive majority, except for black Christians. All right, we'll talk about it. 877-876-7445, Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, that's
877-876-7445.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. You heard me talking to Jason in the break.
I heard that young man tell you that you're going to drop weight if you stop drinking cola drinks, stop drinking that soft drink. And I heard you say to him, I only had one. And he said to you, no, you can't drink any. Now, this is exactly the kind of conversation you and I are having right now about oppressive Christianity. The Christian majority in this country is responsible for the oppression of the religious minority, such as people who practice the Muslim, and as such as people like myself, who I have been separated from my Muslim roots as a black man because I had it beaten out of me in this society. Now that I try to re-embrace it, you want to laugh at it.
And I'm not laughing at anything. When you said that your Muslim name is Jamal Muhammad.
That's correct.
But you don't use it.
I don't use it because it sounds to a lot of white Christians like a bomb thrower. If I use the name Jamal Muhammad, a lot of these whites are going to think I'm a bomb thrower, that I'm some nut that throws bombs into, you know, that's going to fly an airplane into a building. Now, you don't understand your history very well, young man, and I'm telling you that the Christian majority in this country has oppressed every religious minority since the beginning of the country.
All right, and as long as we're talking about what I understand, can you tell me why it is you are not formally indoctrinated or inducted into the Islamic faith?
You don't have to be.
You don't even know that it's called a mosque.
I most certainly do know that it's called a mosque. How dare you say something like that?
Then why did you say, the church thing?
I didn't say church thing. I said mosque. It slipped my mind. Like so many other things when you're being pressured. And when you're a black man in this society, and you were Muslim, and you had Christians beat all of the Islam right out of you.
You going to finish that thought?
No, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Well, I've got a few more questions, Professor. Our number 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Jack in Fresno, California, listening on KJZN. Go ahead, Jack. You're on with Professor Emory Clayton.
Yes, Professor Clayton, I just factually disagree with you. First of all, Christians have worked to liberate women historically. They were also worked to end slavery. Of all the religions in the world...
Worked to end slavery? Are you kidding? The Christian religion maintained segregated churches throughout this country for decades, enforced the segregation of congregations in their various churches. And as far as ending slavery goes, some of the most firebrand slave supporters were Christian ministers.
What about the abolitionists?
I will give you that there was a minority of Christian white people who were willing to put their lives on the line for blacks like John Brown and people like that. You saw what happened to John Brown. You saw what happened to him. He got hung. He was executed for his efforts to free the black man. I would be very, very reluctant if I were you, young man, to begin to take credit things that most Christians at that time did not look proudly on.
All right, let's let this gentleman finish. Go ahead.
If you don't believe me, let's just make a comparison of all the religions of the world and show me which ones have the most charities and missions. You'll find that the Christians are the ones that have more charities, more missions strung out all over. And I'll tell you something.
Missions is just trying to convert people to your way of thinking. If you think that's something to hold on high and something to be proud of, I don't think it is. It's just more indoctrination, that's all.
There's nothing wrong with persuasive proselytization that's not done by force.
No, I can tell you that Father Junipero Serra, well, that guy, he beat the tar out of those Indians.
Let the man finish, please.
Look, with all due respect, from a political point of view, Christians traditionally favor freedom over tyranny. I mean, even if Christianity was
freedom for the weak man, yeah.
Well,
look at what that Father Junipero Serra here in California did. He come over here, he put all these missions up. You live in Fresno, you know what he did. He come here, he put these missions up, and then he beat the hell out of all these Indians that wouldn't kiss his rear end.
What do you mean, beat and kiss his rear end?
Didn't think he was God.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, look at the mission system. You may have a point, but the fact of the matter is Father Sarah didn't beat the Indians if they didn't kiss his ass. And it was probably the way they did things in those days, thinking they were doing them a favor. Jack, thank you for your call, sir. We'll take a break here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Doing them a favor? Boy, I'm going to remember you said that.
I hope you do. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. The Christian majority defined as the oppressor at UC Davis.
Phil Hendry Radio. For patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the Patriot Hotline open at Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And we have with us here Professor Emory Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. The story here, California University defines Christians as oppressors. This is actually my son and my wife's alma mater, University of California at Davis. Okay, this is where they went to school.
Well, if I were you, I'd be very proud of that.
I'm very proud of them. I don't know that I'm proud of... Well, I know I'm not proud of this. Now, Davis is not... though it is Northern California, it's not San Francisco. It's actually a university that is near Sacramento. Their specialty there is agriculture. They're one of the top agricultural universities in the country. They also have a first-rate veterinary school. But it's a very pastoral campus. There's all kinds of...
No, I know what you mean. A lot of girls there that don't shave their legs.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but there's a lot of hippy-dippy. Yeah, okay.
Of course, California, Northern California. But you think hippy-dippy is reading the historical record accurately and saying that the Christian majority oppressed the native people, the black people, to the point where I don't even recognize my own native Muslim religion. I got to make up a name. And I've got to, and I don't even know the name of it. I called it a church, you're right, then I said it's a mosque. I don't know my own religion. I don't know the words. And
well, why don't you educate yourself the way others do?
I could do that, yes. I could do that. I could sell out.
And so you're telling me that black people who become Muslim are sellouts?
No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying it is our native religion, and once we throw off the oppressor... You know, you're doing a real good job here of confusing the issue. We're talking about the Christian oppressor.
Well, you're telling me you're a Muslim.
That I ain't just telling you. I am telling you. Yes.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to another phone call here. We have Mike listening on KXFD in Salem, Oregon. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is Nick. And, Professor, what kind of professor
Oh, sorry.
Are you?
Sorry, Nick.
I think it was man talking to me.
Yes.
What was your question, sir?
My question was, what kind of professor are you? What is your specialty?
Urban studies. Urban studies.
Okay, thank you. The reason I asked that is, I kind of thought maybe you might be a professor of history, because it seemed to me that the majority
of your deals with
you being in history. You spoke earlier about Christian churches having a forced segregation against blacks. I am a Christian for over 25 years. Never in my life, and many different denominations of Christianity, did I ever go into a church where I saw...
I'm talking about the early years of Christianity in this country and the fact that they separated races in those churches. You know that that's true as well as I do, sir. You know that they segregated race in the Christian church in the 19th century. All right. Now, the other thing that you got wrong is the fact that there are...
Well, hold on. What's going on? I can't hear the caller in Salem. Can you get the phone closer to your mouth, Nick, or something? Because it's very muffled.
Okay.
Are you there? That's a little bit better. Yeah, whatever you can do, man, it would really help us, because you're sounding really muffled.
Yeah, that's not me talking over you. Nobody can hear you.
Okay.
Pushing that button isn't going to do any good.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I grabbed my phone trying to get a little bit better here. Allow me to finish my statement, Professor, please, because you started cutting me off.
You got it all wrong. You said that you haven't seen segregated churches where in the 19th century all the churches were segregated. All of them.
Can I speak now? Hey, Phil, I'll just see how he's done.
Okay, go ahead, but we're having a hard time hearing you, Nick. But go ahead, sir. You got the floor.
Come on, hold on. Come on.
Okay. Maybe that'll help.
What's he doing?
He's pressing a remote feature on his phone. You there, Nick? Okay, he hung up.
Of course he hung up. You know why? Because he knew that if he had to do battle with me, he was going to come running out of the bar room in a barrel. And
all right, you know, I will tell you that he was right. You were talking over a lot of what he had to say. He was trying to say that he's never been in a segregated church in his life.
But Christian churches were segregated in this country up until very recently. Because he hasn't seen a segregated church in the last 25 years, my God, that's a drop in the bucket compared to, oh, my God.
What?
They just showed Gabrielle Giffords in just an old photo. She looks beautiful, but the woman that was with her had a face like to take a freight train, take a dirt.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. I just got. That was one of the ugliest white women.
Okay, Professor, let's stay on target and stay on point and not get into this peripheral insult.
I apologize. I just got frightened. And now there's Sanjay Gupta, who's got a crotch belt on.
Are you going to be watching TV?
No, but I got distracted by that because that last guy was boring me to tears.
All right, hold on. We may have the gentleman back. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mike in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. I'll tell you what, man. I don't know where you come up with these people at, man. Christianity is what this great nation was founded on. Our forefathers from the beginning of time.
Well, here we go with this. Here we go with this again.
On Christianity. Okay? They didn't found it on Christianity. Before you became a practicing Muslim, what religion were you?
What? I wasn't any religion. I was the white man. Just because a white man gave me religion doesn't mean that's my religion. Just because a white man said, go on and worship Jesus, I don't call that my religion. My religion is Islam.
You talk about y'all being persecuted and everything as Christians, okay? As Christians, I can give you every example. Ten Commandments taken out of school. Prayer taken out of school. Ten Commandments taken out of our
school. That's a real hardship.
Okay?
How about an Indian? Indian village was all wiped out.
Christianity was built on, that this country was built on. These are principles.
What happened to the Indian?
This country was built on. And
the Muslims.
If you don't like what the principles are this country was built on, find you a country somewhere where you
do like. Are you telling me that this country was built on Christian principles? I'm telling you this country was built on freedom of religion principles. I'm telling you this country was built on separation of church and state principles. I'm telling you this country was built on a whole different paradigm than what you're talking about. And you have to face up to that, too. And I can tell you one other thing. The Indian religion, what happened to that? Christians came in and said, you people look like you're, what are you doing? You're dancing around a fire and you've got war paint on. Get out of here. Get that the hell out of here. Put on these clothes and wear your hair like...
Okay, as a Christian, God requires a certain standard for you to live by in order to be able to call yourself
There's only one, the law
I'm
of the
proud.
Land is the law
I'm
of the land,
proud.
My man. And
I'm
you may say that God runs things. God don't run the show. God don't run the show. The Constitution runs the show.
Okay, but you talk about being a Muslim. Who runs the show in your life?
Allah.
Well, then what are you talking about? If Allah runs the show in your world... That ain't the Constitution.
It's the Constitution when this guy's talking.
Oh, so when he's talking about his religion, it's the Constitution. When you're talking about your religion, it's Allah.
Well, that's exactly what that guy's saying.
The Bible says a fool has said in his heart there is no God. My grandpa used to tell me this one statement all the time. He says it's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt.
You know something? That's your grandpa. That ain't the
professor,
Bible. Now
professor,
this guy's got his grandfather confused with God.
You are teaching kids. Woo! You are teaching what? Kids a false doctrine. And God will hold you responsible for
it. You're teaching people that Christianity runs the show in America when you know it's the Constitution that runs the show in America. So you're teaching people the wrong thing. Now, my name is Jamal Muhammad, but I ain't making you say that, because if I make you say Jamal Muhammad, you're going to think I'm a bomb thrower. That's how prejudiced I know you are as a Christian.
Boy, you know, this is out-and-out bigotry on your part, Professor, and I'll tell you why. People have called in and trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you have assumed everyone calling in is some bigoted Christian, somebody's got it in for you.
Oh, in my experience, will you call me a bigot?
Yes, I'm calling you a bigot. You're just one of these guys, like, as I've said to you many times, Jeremiah Wright. You know, you're one of these old school, you're an old school guy, you're, you know, you're in your 50s and everything.
Oh, look at this. The two white men are going to pass judgment on me.
Oh, come on. You know, you know that there are plenty of black people who would disagree with you, the way you're looking at things. And what do you mean you're a Muslim and your name's Jamal Muhammad?
That's the name that I had to give myself because the white man, is this guy laughing? That's the
Bishop P.D. Jakes out of Dallas, Texas. One of the most well-known anointed men of God ever in the history of Christianity, TV evangelists. You've got Creflo Dollar right in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, these are black men that will tell you face to face, brother, that you are out of your mind and you are absolutely insane.
Creflo Dollar, that sounds like something you wipe on a pan.
What?
Listen, he said the name Creflo Dollar. What's the name of that preacher again, Mike? Creflo Dollar?
That's a phony name.
Dr. Creflo Dollar out of Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, sir.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia.
If that's a real name, all right, then my name's Captain Kangaroo. All right? And here's my friend, Mr. Green Jeans. I think you're making it up. And I think you're making it up because you want...
No, you know as well as I do that there are a great many men in the Christian faith as ministers who are black. And I'm sure you've had a ton of debates with them. But as far as this defining Christianity as the oppressive entity in religious discrimination in America is, as this man said, I believe this is political correctness run amok.
Yeah, that was that guy from a conservative think tank. And I guess you and this guy, Mike, you're going to just love this guy till the cows come home because he's a conservative advocacy think tank guy. Why don't you get a liberal in there?
Oh, look it, man. Sure, we could get a liberal in there, but the fact of the matter remains that this is political correctness run amok. Mike, thanks so much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'm going to take a break here because I'm sweating. It's a hell of an hour as we talk here with Professor Emory Clayton. California, University of California at Davis, Northern California University, defining religious discrimination as Christians oppressing non-Christians. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
What?
Using blues music. Why do you do that?
Because I like blues music.
Well, I'm not trying. I know you probably think I'm being petty, but when you use music that is indigenous to black people, you know blues music is. Please use it in a more respectful way is all I'm asking. I don't mind you using it, but using it as your the music you play when you come on and talk the mess you're talking.
You know something, Professor? I'm not going to entertain that right now, okay?
What does that mean?
It means I'm not entertaining that at all right now, whether you approve of the music that I used to.
I'm telling you that is blues.
I understand it's blues. I understand that it is music that was popular. It was music that was originated by, you know, black people, but... I'm just not going to talk with you about the appropriateness of me using it. That's a ridiculous comment, and I like it, and I'm going to use it.
So you're not going to take my opinion?
No, I'm not taking your opinion on that at all. At all. I won't consider your opinion on that now. I won't consider your opinion on that.
All right, well, you want to be obstinate. That's your right. But that's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not. You know, that's not what you're talking about. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to talk about it. It's not a topic of discussion. It's just not going to be part of what we're doing here.
I see. And so your disrespect of me...
It's not disrespect of you. I'm not going to talk to you about the fact that I use blues music as part of my bumper music on this radio show because you don't happen to think that's appropriate.
Well, you know something, Phil, there's an old saying, you know, never mind that the bull is blind, just load the cart. And that's what we're doing tonight.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's probably my problem, but I still don't know what it means. Let me go over to a phone call here. Muhammad in Tampa. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton, sir.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. I'm Muhammad from Tampa. Yes, sir.
Is the gentleman there in Tampa, Florida? Tampa, Florida,
yes.
Going once, going yes. Twice? All right.
Yes.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Nick in Salem, Oregon. Go ahead, Nick.
I'm back. No Bluetooth this time.
Nick in Salem, Oregon.
Real quick, your perfect example.
Okay, we obviously got a problem with the phones. All right, so let's get it together. I'm going to try one more here. Jerron in Mobile, Alabama. Jerron, are you there?
Yes, I'm right
here. Jerron in Mobile, Alabama.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, well, you people back in Medford, you can figure this one out. I'll try to go to one more phone call here, and then we'll call it a night. It's something I do on this show. You know, we have a remote studio, and I cannot abide. You know, it's one thing if I'm not doing my job. All right, so I just want to get things fixed around here. 877-876-PHIL. What's the point of giving a phone number, man, if we can't put anybody on the air? Talking here about this blues music is a smokescreen. Talking to me about you're a Muslim and your name is Muhammad. What are we doing here with the phones, guys?
Well, look at you panicking now. See that? Look at you panicking.
I'm not panicking. I'm asking what's going on with the phones. Nobody's talking to me.
Look at you. Well, talk to me. Talk to me. What's the matter? You need phone calls? You have to have phone calls? Huh? Why don't you talk to me about what you said to me, that blues music is none of my business?
I didn't say blues music wasn't any of your business. I said
Look at this. The white man is all confused.
Don't you give me that white man thing, I'll hang up on you.
Well, then you won't have no phone calls, will you? Now, I'm telling you, I'm not saying you can't use it. I ain't saying you shouldn't use it. I'm telling you that when you play blues music, you're playing my people's music, you see?
Playing your people's music.
That's right. And so I would suggest that while you are playing music to come in for commercial break, you play a white man. You can play, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. You can play Justin Bieber.
His name's Bieber, not Beaver.
Well, I know it's Bieber, but I know what they want to say. Because I've been hearing all these Bieber jokes on Glee and all that other mess. And
you've been hearing what?
I've been hearing these very crude jokes on that Glee about Bieber, and things like that.
All right, getting back to the point that we're allegedly we're talking about, what is it that we we're doing wrong here when we talk about Christian religion not being the oppressor, Christian religion being a fluid part of history?
A fluid part of history. In the history of this country, religious oppression has been practiced by Christianity alone. And what do I mean by that? I mean that any time any religion came along, it had to clear it with Christianity. Any time anything came along, it had to clear it with the Christian authority. And when I have a Muslim faith that I want to practice, and the Christians are there on my street with a Christian church, and I don't know any Muslims, and I can't find any Muslims, so I've got to get myself a Quran from a local five and dime, and I wasn't even sure it was a real Quran. But it said Quran, you know.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about where I had to buy a Quran.
Why don't you go down to a Muslim bookstore and buy one?
Because we didn't have one on my street. All we had was a five and dime. I said, have you got a Quran? The guy gave me a book. It could have been the Hardy Boys, for all I know. That was what I had to grow up with in a Christian society. And as a result of that, I had no chance at all of being a real Muslim. I had to cobble it together like I was embarrassed cobbling up some dumb name, You know, I had to cut some fabric out of a rug, so I would bow and pray. I didn't know what the hell I was saying. You know, and I would say Allah a lot, and that's about it. That's the way most Muslims come up in this country.
That's the way most Muslims came up in this country, huh?
Well, they grew up in my neighborhood.
Where'd you grow up, anyway?
I grew up in Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. All right, I'm going to take a break here.
Oh, you're going to take a break? Why? Because I beat you in the debate here?
No, not because you beat me in the debate, because I've got 5 million freaking phone calls, and I can't take any of them, and that just seems to be the way things go in the recent days on this show. All right, thanks very much for Pastor, rather for Emery Clayton, and discussing the, aspects here of the so-called Christian doctrine of oppression that has been adopted by UC Davis. I'm sure it's something that they'll think again about. Coming up, Lindsay Lohan's dad continues to screw things up. We have our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Our number is 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can pick up our archives. You can get as well our backstage pass for our video casts, as well as the news feed, as well as all of our podcasts. It's philhendryshow.com.
Phil Hendry, radio for patriots by patriots. It's the